Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, it'll be rainy and windy and maybe some thunderstorms today. The high around 55 degrees. Kenosha currently is 46. It's 44 in Burlington. Milwaukee 44, and it's 44 in Racine. 2 days and counting, this is one of the biggest travel days of the year. The weather perhaps going to cause some problems in the air and on the roads, including here in the Midwest. Here's meteorologist Mark Woolsey with some information.
A sprawling storm system will quickly move from the southern plains toward the Great Lakes today, and that could touch off severe storms anywhere from the Gulf Coast into the Big Lakes. The greatest chance for storms packing a wallop and a few tornadoes is from Arkansas up through Mississippi and Tennessee into the Mid-Ohio Valley. Forecasters are also painting a risk of flooding from the Gulf Coast into Virginia. Out west, heavy snow could drape parts of the Intermountain West, mainly across the higher elevations in Utah, Wyoming, and Idaho. You'll be hard-pressed to find an entirely dry day today across most of the country. Mark Woolsey, Atlanta.
City of Milwaukee relaxing the normal winter parking restrictions through the end of the month because, well, there isn't any snow right now. Department of Public Works quickly pointing out, though, the alternate side overnight parking rules are still in place. On the first full day of winter, about 24 people got together at Kenosha's Library Park to offer prayers, poems, and song, and they had some hot chili, courtesy of the nearby Wendy's. It was on the community's 9th annual Homeless Persons Memorial Day. Dolores Walton reading from a poem remembering the homeless who had passed away during the year.
We thought of you with love today, but that is nothing new. We thought about you yesterday. And days before that, too. We think of you in silence. We often speak your name. Now all we have is our memories and your pictures in our frames. Your memory is our keepsake in which we'll never depart. God has you in his keeping care. We have you in our hearts.
Thermalware offered to the homeless at the event. Balloons released in memory of those who died. One of them, Myron Davis, who had served his country, whose wife was there and fought tears. A Racine man going to spend a year in prison after he pleads guilty, and that was earlier this year, to a charge of child abandonment. 30-year-old Timothy Kimbrough got arrested back in February, his car found up on a snowbank in the 1400 block of Erie Street, with his 3-year-old son still in the back seat. Car had been there for some time, according to witnesses, police noting the temperature was about 13 degrees. Kimbrough later found sleeping in his apartment. He is charged of first-degree reckless endangerment of safety. That initial charge was dismissed in the plea agreement. Judge Eugene Gasarkevich also giving Kimbrough 2 years of extended supervision once he gets out of prison. In Mount Pleasant, police still searching for the driver of a car that struck a teenager about 7 o'clock Tuesday morning, that youngster crossing Highway 20 near Case High School. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The 14-year-old was crossing the highway through stopped traffic when he was struck by a car going eastbound and passing other cars on the right shoulder of the highway. Police say the driver stopped briefly, checked on the boy, and then left the scene. The teen is being treated at Wheaton Franciscan Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The car is a teal-colored, late 90s four-door model. The male driver described as African-American in his late 30s to early 40s. Anyone with information is urged to contact Mount Pleasant Police or anonymously through Crime Stoppers. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And the city of Burlington will be getting a new fire chief in about 6 months, a department that currently has 4 full-timers and almost 4 dozen volunteers. Perry Howard has been the acting chief on a full-time basis, as well as the city's emergency manager since 2013. A press release quoting Mayor Bob Miller is saying that Howard will have a chance to look for other opportunities, while a negotiated plan allows the city to search for other candidates. Anybody interested in becoming involved with the Burlington Fire Department needs to contact Mayor Bob Miller or City Administrator Karina Walters. The application window for school preference, magnet, or lottery school enrollment in Racine Unified for next year began December the 1st. The district website listing all the requirements and access points. Prior to the 15th of January deadline, though, the Board of Education this week voted to eliminate language allowing preference for minorities and special education students. That language had been around for several years. Records of the meeting showing Julie McKenna the only no vote to the policy change, which came at about the 4-hour mark. Specialty schools in the district, Jefferson Lighthouse, Walden 3, Bullfine Arts, Red Apple, the Real School Charters Facility. Unified Stacy Tapp says the changes are effective immediately, which means once the enrollment period ends and the lottery process begins, it's essentially wide open, but for current students and siblings starting kindergarten. Movement afoot also within Racine Unified to at least review its decades-old policy on desegregation and integration of schools, that in relation to federal court decisions over the years. That issue got attention during public comments at the board meeting. Number of people spoke about it, after which Superintendent Lolly Haw said that a committee is being formed to look at the desegregation policy over the next couple of months.
The charge would be for that committee to do its work in January and February and come to the board in March or come to the board in April. That committee could think that through. The charge would be for Pastor Hargrove and Dr. Gallion to co-chair the first meeting, but then that group would select the co-chairs from among that body. And I would be happy to have anybody who's here tonight speak or people that you know speak that want to be part of that work to just let me know. We can put you on the list.
The current RUSD desegregation policy requires a certain portion of minority and special needs students in each school. Habitat for Humanity, well known in communities for, of course, building homes for first-time home buyers. Tuesday afternoon, local chapter, part of a ceremony for the very first such project in the village of Mount Pleasant. More than 80 homes have been built so far in the city of Racine, but 2225 Mead Street in Mount Pleasant, the first over the border. And thanks to a $100,000 personal donation to the cause from S.C. Johnson CEO Fisk Johnson, though his company's been involved in Habitat's efforts for years, the house keys turned over to Tanya Grandy during the ceremony, a Head Start teacher who's planning to help get some after-school programming to the neighborhood COP house, which is right on the same block. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, and our newscasts are available whenever you want. Just go to the local news section. And at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.